Some people think that it is only the God-weary who deserve God's mercy and forgiveness. So it is only they who will be heard whenever they raise their hands for prayer. But realities on the ground have proved that God pays attention to his sinful servants too. In the part that was just read from Dua Iftitah, we are told that God pardons and excuses our sins and flaws. He is very forbearing before our transgression. He likes to see his servants calling him humbly with broken hearts and tearful eyes. O Allah, this much of mercy, magnanimity, and favor from you, while I do not deserve it, persuades me to dare to speak to you and ask you without fear. This makes me feel comfortable and calm before you and demand you everything. I know that I do not deserve anything, but you are great and merciful.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. With me in the studio are two guest speakers for today's discussion from Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Brother Ali Alavian. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother, and Brother Ali Alavian. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother, too.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
So, since we are in the blessed month of Sha'ban, and we have many happy occasions, including the blessed birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi ajalallah, Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, and I, Atta, decided to dedicate this series of the program Viewpoints to the main responsibilities and the duties of the awaiters of Imam al-Mahdi ajalallah. This is really a very beautiful concept, but sometimes we as Muslims, as the Shia ones, take this beautiful concept for granted. We are Shias, we follow Imam al-Mahdi, so what's the need to endeavor and to, we can say, do our best in order to prepare the ground for his reappearance, okay? We are his followers, he will come, we followed him, he will, we can say, rule over us with justice, and we are the first one in the line, is it true? I mean, Let's correct this misunderstanding. We are the first in the line that Imam al-Mahdi will have blessing and mercy upon us.
Being a follower, it means that you're following him, number one. Mm-hmm. And what does following mean? Does following means to just sit and do nothing? Mm-hmm. Just believing someone means that you follow. For example, if we say we are the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah or God, what does it mean that we just believe him like it's in our heart that we believe in God and that's it? We do not need to pray. We do not need to fast. We do not need to have any activity in his path. Following means that you are following the path of that personality. So if we are following the footsteps of Imam or the previous Imams which were there, and obviously this is the continuation of the same, we can say, like preach that was done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran. So it's a continuation. It's not something that he will bring something new and then we need to start from zero.
Yes.
So we already have all those things. Follower means that they are following the footsteps of the previous imams.
That's right.
And then they continue following the same teachings with the new imam. when the Imam will reappear. Yes, that's first thing. The second thing is for those people who say we do not have to do anything, the question that you asked from Brother Ali, that we do not have to do anything and we just need to wait, and when he will reappear, he will do everything. For them, obviously, it's not even intellectual to think like that. It's not intellectual, basically.
Yes.
Why? Because in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 56, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها. Do not corrupt on the earth after we have made it like secure for you.
That's
or
right.
We have made it peaceful for you. If I can give an example of a house, for example, if there is a house which is dirty and everything is messed up, we need to clean that house. This world which we are living, I'm just giving this example because it's very similar to our houses,
that's
basically.
Right.
So in this world, we have corruption and everything. And we say, some people say, like, let's just wait for Imam. When Imam comes, he will make everything right. Now, let's take an example of a house. If we give example of house as this word, and we say this house is corrupted, for example, it's dirty, it's messed up, someone needs to clean it. And we are waiting for a cleaner who will come and clean it. Now, if we are keep making mess, and then obviously the doors are locked, he has to come. If someone knocks the door, someone needs to go and open the door.
That's
it's the struggle that he has to do. He has to walk and go and open the door, number one. Number two, there's someone who has to pay for that cleaning from the money. This is also a struggle.
Yes.
So you're struggling in the path of cleanliness, and then someone is coming and cleaning. The corruption that we have, we need to open that door for Imam. We need to make grounds, obviously. We need to make that place peaceful for him. For example, according to the narrations, when it is said, like, Imam will have the reappearance in the Kaaba, and then there will be an army who will join, or some people from Yemen or different parts of the world who will join him, who will secure him against the army of the Antichrist or Dajjal, or Sufiani that we have in the narrations.
Yes.
So there must be some people who do that. There must be some people who are spending their money in the same path.
That's right.
So that he can do that. So it's not just like waiting and doing nothing and he will come and do everything.
But the business,
because we have we have this, that Allah do not changes the fortune of a qawm, of a people who do not want to change themselves.
Okay. But the best struggle in cleaning the house, Sayyid, is clean it yourself.
You have to, obviously, you need to...
Do not pay the money or wait for someone to knock on the door.
You need to...
Just do it yourself.
You need to keep it clean, and then who will come, obviously, he will make it perfect for you. He will design it for you perfectly.
That's all right.
If this was the case,
I mean, this waiting for another waiter to come and clean it is itself...
terrible.
A problem, yes, a problem, especially in today's world. That's right. The question is that something Sayyid said is important. For sure, there are no...
As for cleaning?
No, the new rulings are not coming. I mean, there is no new rulings regarding Islam because it has been established during all these years, okay, by Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams, it has been interpreted. But the case is that some people say when the Imam reappears, the true deep core meaning of the religion is shown to the people. Something that people missed. I mean, we are doing nowadays so many rituals by the name of Islam. We act so many behaviors by the name of Islam. But I think they are only the superficial look that we have at the meaning of the religion and the message of Islam. Some say that when the Imam reappears, the core meaning and the true meaning of the religion will be shown to you. This is a good news, at the same time a very sad news, because we as Muslims might think that, okay, am I doing right really? My religion, am I really following the path of the Imam of my time? Is it true? Is this with me all be surrounded by these materialistic look nowadays, especially in the 21st century, okay? Am I following the right path? This is really a big question, isn't it, Brother?
Yeah. It is a good question to think and ponder, but Imam does not, as I said, does not bring any new rulings to Islam.
Yeah.
But a new look at the rulings actually are brought that people think that it is as if a new religion has come.
Oh.
But no new religion.
No new religion. We missed our religion, okay?
Yeah.
We missed our
so we have been a bit distant from from the true teachings of Muhammad and Islam. Mm-hmm. So actually, we at the time that I think there is no need to be worried about, because mm-hmm. at that time when people see this tranquility and peace and security on the scene of the earth, in case even before that they have been actually involved in, God forbid, some mistakes or faults, they will slowly prevent doing those sort of things. So because while you are
very optimistic, look, brother.
Yeah, okay. We have to be optimistic because the world
is getting worse and worse every day, brother.
For a believer, tyranny, oppression, it
might be because we think that when Imam will come, he will change everything.
Yes.
So when we are saying that the world is worse and it's getting worse and worse, it is because the awaiters, those who are waiting for the Imam, actually are not doing their duty and responsibility as it is expected. So in case we prepare ourselves, those who are waiting for him, mm-hmm. not only inside the Islamic Ummah, even those who are waiting for a savior to come, yes. In case they have prepared themselves, okay. for this savior to come, and uh-huh. they will help to make the things better, and better. So it is in front of the other side that.
So my question is: if you are preparing everything to be in the best way,
yeah.
and then the Imam comes, okay, so mm-hmm. everything is in a good way and the Imam comes. So what's the need for the Imam now? But the nature and the look at the world today, I mean, let's be realistic, brother. Yeah. When you compare today's world in the 21st century with the last century, you said that it's getting worse and worse in terms of behavior, mm-hmm. ethics,
yeah.
oppression, tyranny, rape, killing the children, and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any type of, we can say, infidelity that you are thinking is happening.
Look, brother,
in today's
when
world.
We are saying that we need to prepare ourselves and pave the way for the Imam to come, it does not mean that we are able to do whatever he actually comes to do. Look, the world which is full of tyranny and injustice and oppression and the wars against the oppressed of the world. So we are trying, the only duty and the duty that we have and at our shoulder is just to help the oppressed one to the extent that we can.
Okay.
So it doesn't, we are not at least at the moment, we are not able to remove all the oppressions.
Okay.
So you see, those who have created wars and oppressions among the oppressed of the world in the past, or even at the time that we are living, it's our duty to stand in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But are we able to cut it and let the other part of the world to live in peace? Mm-hmm. If in case we could, so as you said, there was no necessity for a savior to come.
Yes.
So this was the promise of God, and there is no wrong in His promise. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, when He promises that He guaranteed peace and tranquility for the people of the earth, for the inhabitant of the
That's
earth,
right.
and it will definitely happen, is for this, to prevent all those injustice and oppressions which actually occurred on the humans.
Yes.
So when we are talking about our duties, our responsibilities, we mean that we should not be indifferent, at least at the time that oppression is on us.
Yes.
We should not be indifferent.
Okay.
Because accepting oppression, accepting tyranny, mm-hmm. it is as if you are actually giving them the right to oppress you, to
That's
be
why.
Tyrannical towards you. So this duty differs with what we shall reach, inshallah, at the time of
okay.
the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
That's all right. Okay. Okay.
Can
so
I add in?
Yes. We got about 1 minute.
You know, the argument that you make, like if everything gets good
yes.
on its own,
way.
Like if,
yes.
if the people do that, what's the use of Imam coming?
Mm-hmm.
We forget that Imam is coming for the perfection.
Yes.
To take us towards the perfection itself. And maybe if the time is over, we can talk in another program about this, that. The same argument that you made, like people can do everything good, it's a vague argument, basically. And this argument is as like if people can reach to the perfection, the intellect
yes.
itself. So what's the use of prophets
mm-hmm.
to come? There is a need. There is always a need because these people do not follow their intellect fully or intellectually.
Okay.
That's the reality that
that's
we have.
Right.
So even if everything goes good, the corruption is finished on the world, still the society has not reached the perfection, to the level of the perfection.
I still believe it is impossible for the world, to...
on their own to reach, yeah, unless they have a guide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the God.
Okay.
And that is Imam, obviously.
That's all right. Thank you, my Said Mohsen Nawi and brother Ali Alevion, for your presence in the program. Viewpoints and analysis on the speeches of the leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, regarding the true the responsibilities of the waiters or the followers of Imam al-Mahdi. It was very kind of you.
Thanks, sir.
We express again our congratulations on the blessed and auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. This was Viewpoints you're listening to. You can visit the website of our radio at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam, also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Can I find you, my master, in the unknown? When you're not here, I feel so lost, I feel alone. Calling your name with a broken heart, come to my so many nights, so many days for you, my friend. I know, my master, that I have many times strayed. I forgot you, I have hurt you, I'm afraid. But my heart's pouring with your love, can you not see how much I need you with me? Come and save me. Every day feels darker than the day that has passed. Each day wears down my patience, but I am steadfast. Just to see one glimpse of you is all I have asked. How much more longer do I wait? How long will this last?
Choose to think better. Welcome to a better you. IRIB English Radio. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en.
The wildfires in Greece, Turkey, the United States.
Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails continue to engage in hunger strikes.
Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader. on the news line.
Political rift between the East and the West continues to broaden day after day. That can be clearly seen in the recent comments made by Russian President Vladimir Putin. In an interview with the Russian media, President Putin accused the United States and NATO of seeking to build a new global axis. Putin said the Union bore some resemblance to the World War II alliance between Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, and Imperial Japan. The Russian president also criticized Washington for its double standards and its own action in forming several military alliances. He named Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea as being in line to join what he termed as a global NATO.
They are announcing that they will create global NATO. What's that? Great Britain and Japan at the start of this year, in January, I think, have signed an agreement on developing relations and mutual development in military area.
The remarks by Putin come days after he and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping met in Moscow to discuss global developments. That created the idea for many in the Western world that the two powers are seeking to form a military alliance.
It does not correspond with reality at all. We are not creating any military alliance with China. Yes, we have cooperation in this sphere of military-technical interaction. We are not hiding this. Everything is transparent. There is nothing secret. We have military cooperation. We conduct drills, not only with China, but even with other countries as well.
In a statement following their Moscow summit, the two leaders said their relations are not bloc-like, confrontational, or directed at third countries. The statement comes as Washington has recently said that it fears Beijing could arm Russia in its war with Ukraine. Moscow, however, has time and again reiterated that its stance in Ukraine is defensive in nature against the aggressive West. This is why Russia has pointed its fingers at the West for funneling billions of dollars worth of ammunition to Ukraine. Moscow argues that the help from the Western alliance to Kiev does pose a threat to its national security. Putin, however, has assured that Russia will not be outgunned in the war despite all the Western interference. Putin's remarks come at a time when China and Russia already share a common concern of encirclement by the United States and NATO. Many say Russia sees NATO's eastward expansion as an existential threat, which according to them has been the main reason for its war with Ukraine. In West Asia, the United States maintains its presence in countries like Iraq and Syria under the pretext of fighting terrorism. But the reality on the ground indicates that Washington is only after plundering their natural riches. Washington's presence in the West Asia region also serves as a goal to maintain its encirclement of Russia. In East Asia, China is concerned that the United States is trying to create what it calls Indo-Pacific NATO by signing a string of defense agreements from the Philippines to Australia. From its military buildup on the Korean Peninsula to providing military assistance to Taiwan, it seems that Putin's assessment about Western powers recruiting allies from across the world to create an axis is closer to the reality. That can be significantly highlighted after NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg paid a visit to Japan and South Korea, where he stressed the Atlantic Alliance working closely with partners in the Indo-Pacific region. He also urged the nations to support Ukraine with more military support. Quite contrary, China has recently helped broker a diplomatic rapprochement between Iran and Saudi Arabia after a seven-year break and announced its decision to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. This not only shows there is no West-like military alliance between Washington and Beijing, but also indicates that countries in the East are seeking a peaceful resolution to the world's crises unless their national security is threatened. from a different perspective, an alliance between America's two greatest strategic and military foes would not be as bad, given that there is high potentiality to shift the global order.
March 26th marks the 8th anniversary of the Saudi war on Yemen, a conflict which started after Riyadh, leading a coalition of 9 countries from West Asia and North Africa, launched an intervention to reinstate Saudi-backed former president Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi after he was ousted by the Yemeni Ansarullah movement. According to UN figures, the war has so far claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people and brought the country's vital infrastructure to the brink of collapse. The war has also displaced millions of people. Riyadh and its allies also imposed a crippling blockade on Yemen, which has consequently caused a dire humanitarian crisis, with millions of children suffering from malnutrition and diseases like cholera. In a recent report, the United Nations expressed concern that it could be forced to slash support for children in Yemen without a funding boost. The UN Children's Agency said more than 540,000 under the age of 5 are suffering life-threatening severe acute malnutrition, with one child continuing to die every 10 minutes from preventable causes. UNICEF said if funding is not received, the agency might be forced to scale down its vital assistance, adding that the children of Yemen should be able to look to the future with hope, not fear. Peter Hawkings, UNICEF's representative in Yemen, said we called on all parties to help us deliver that hope by committing to the Yemeni people and pulling a country and a weary population back from the brink. But given all the sufferings by the Yemeni people, the war has stopped well shy of all its goals, despite killing hundreds of thousands of Yemenis and turning Yemen into the scene of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Not only the war has not stopped, but the West's all-out support for Saudi Arabia has even exacerbated the situation and diminished prospects for peace. While Saudi Arabia maintains its blockade on Yemen, the humanitarian situation there is deteriorating day after day. This comes in light of the silence of the international community in dealing with the human catastrophe there. The current situation in Yemen questions the role of world countries in bringing the years-long deadly conflict to an end. Some countries have made efforts to help decrease the sufferings of the Yemeni people by sending humanitarian aid to the war-torn country or facilitate intra-Yemen talks to end the conflict. However, a sustainable political settlement in Yemen requires a more comprehensive approach. With the United Nations working with the Yemeni parties and also regional and international stakeholders, there are hopes that the devastating conflict could soon be over. As long as a ceasefire is concerned, although a truce agreed between warring sides in April 2022 has largely been held, the UN Secretary-General's Special Envoy for Yemen says the military situation in Yemen is fragile. Hans Grundberg says the truce can only be a stepping stone, adding that the UN urgently needs to build on what was achieved by the truce and work towards a nationwide ceasefire and an inclusive political settlement to end the conflict in Yemen. Grundberg says now that Iran and Saudi Arabia have finally clinched an agreement to restore diplomatic relations and reopen embassies and missions, the warring parties need to seize the opportunity to take the decisive steps towards peace. He says momentum to end the conflict in Yemen has been renewed by a deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran to resume ties. This can be clearly highlighted in comments made by Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, who has numerously reaffirmed Tehran's support for any dialogue which would help promote peace and stability in Yemen. The top diplomat says the Islamic Republic supports intra-Yemeni talks to find a political solution to the crisis in the war-wracked Arab country. Even former Saudi officials have expressed optimism that the agreement between Tehran and Riyadh will be a game-changer for West Asia. All in all, what seems to be of high significance is that ending the years-long Yemen conflict requires patience, long-term perspective, courage, and leadership. According to the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, much has been achieved over the past year, and now it is time to take the next step.
France is in a crisis mode. Police have clashed with protesters angry at President Macron's controversial pension reforms. Unions claim 3.5 million people turned out across the country, while authorities suggested the figure was much lower at just under 1.1 million. In the capital, Paris, union leaders said that a record 800,000 people took part in the march throughout the city to demand that the government drop the fiercely contested change. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said dozens of police officers had been injured and dozens of people were arrested across the country. Earlier, workers blocked access to a terminal at the Charles de Gaulle airport, forcing some travelers to get there on foot. French trade unions have called for fresh nationwide strikes and protests amid growing anger over the government's unpopular pension reforms. Trade unions have blamed the government for, quote, the explosive situation in the country. They also asked workers to continue protesting against President Emmanuel Macron's pension reforms.
For us, 10, 12 years ago, the previous pension reform was already unacceptable. What we want is a retirement age at 60 years old and 55 years old for those with hard-working conditions. And at one point, all these demands have to be expressed on the ground. And if we have to go beyond the demands set by the inter-unions, then this is what we will do.
Train and air travel was disrupted, while teachers were among many professions to walk off the job. Plumes of smoke were seen rising from burning piles of debris, blocking traffic on a highway near Toulouse in southwestern France. And strikes briefly blocked roads in other cities as well. Police also fired tear gas at some protesters in several other cities and used water cannon against others in Rennes in the northwest. Protests against the measures have raged since January.
The only thing he could say to appease the anger would be that he renounces reform, that there won't be any reform, that he respects the fact that the vast majority of the people don't want it, and that he regrets the way it happened. It most probably won't be that way, so I think we are in a deep crisis that will linger on for weeks and maybe months.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has said the legislation, which his government pushed through the French Parliament without a vote last week, would come into force by year-end, despite escalating tensions. The protests are the most serious challenge to Macron since the Yellow Vest revolt 4 years ago.
We may be at the beginning of a new Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vest movement, absolutely, because there is no democratic way out. The only thing that could avoid that would be a decision by the Supreme Court, the French Supreme Court, to overrule the law and to, you know, reset the legislative process. It has the power to do this. This is the only hope we have to avoid a major crisis.
Opinion polls show two-thirds of French people are against Macron's pension reform and the decision to push it through without a parliamentary vote. Since December, Macron has suffered a substantial drop of 8 points, and he now sees only 28% satisfied and 70% dissatisfied. Macron's government has shunned Parliament to impose the unpopular pension reforms by a special constitutional power, the so-called Article 49.3, which provides that the government can pass a bill without a vote at the National Assembly, the lower house of Parliament, after a deliberation at a cabinet meeting.
I think this was a denial of democracy. The government passed a law for which a majority of French people were against. The National Assembly was against it, using the 49.3 as a scornful of French public opinion. Macron was elected with no majority. He was elected against the Front National. We did not give him a mandate to pass these reforms, which are unjust.
Procedure has been used in the past by various governments, but this time, it's prompting a lot of criticism because of the massive public opposition to the proposed reform. The proposed changes include raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 and increasing the number of years people must make contributions to receive a full state pension. The reforms were at the heart of President Emmanuel Macron's re-election campaign last year, but are proving deeply unpopular. The government insists the reform plan is essential to ensure the French pension system does not run out of money.
So yes, there aren't 100 solutions if we want the pension system to be balanced. It no longer is. And the more we wait, the more it will get worse. And so this reform is necessary. And I say this to the French people, I don't enjoy doing this, I would have preferred not to do this, but it's also because of a sense of responsibility that I express my commitment to do this in front of you.
But many see the changes, such as raising the retirement age, as unfair to people who started working young.
I'm already disadvantaged in terms of my quarterly periods, given my redundancy, given the retirement age, which is being pushed back again and again. I've had a very, very long career. I started at 15, and I feel like I'll never get there.
Last September, three explosions targeted the Nord Stream 1 and 2 natural gas pipelines. The blast rendered three of the four lines inoperable and released vast quantities of methane into the Baltic Sea. None of the four pipes are currently operational, bringing the Nord Stream project to an effective standstill. Back then, there were speculations the U.S. may have carried out the sabotage attack. Back then, former Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski thanked the U.S. for damaging the Nord Stream gas pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
But in February 2023, U.S. investigative journalist Seymour Hersh alleged that the blasts were carried out by the U.S. in a top-secret CIA operation ordered by President Joe Biden, with the collaboration from Norway. Hirsch claimed that the U.S. Navy divers operating from a Norwegian ship, using NATO's exercise in June 2022 as cover, had planted mines which were later remotely detonated by a sonar bayou dropped from a Norwegian plane.
They set up a committee to think of options. Russia was clearly going to go. The threat the president had yet to make had not been made, and this is December before New Year's Day of the year before, 2021. And the question inside the committee, and it included the usual CIA, NSA, Treasury Department, State Department, you name it, and they met in the secret office building in the across the street from the White House, in the Executive Office Building. The option was, do you want us to do something kinetic, or something not kinetic. In other words, not kinetic would be more sanctions, or something kinetic would be, you know, taking out the pipeline, as had been thought about.
Following Hearst's revelation, news emerged in several media outlets, including the New York Times and the German newspaper Der Zeit, that pro-Ukrainian group carried out the attack on the Nord Stream pipelines last year. But Hersh now says the CIA was instructed to come up with a cover story for the Nord Stream bombings that was fed to media outlets. Hersh says the cover-up story was created to shift blame from the U.S. Hersh says the CIA was ordered to come up with a cover story after President Biden met with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Washington on March 3.
Seymour Hersh, journalist who has been covering this extensively, says this is exactly what happened, that indeed the CIA and German intelligence created this whole hogwash cover story and handed it to the media, double-spaced, you know, just exactly what they wanted you to ingest, and that the media ran with it.
Over a year has passed since the beginning of the war in Ukraine. Since the war began, the U.S. and its Western allies rushed to Ukraine's help and armed it with various types of weapons. They are now inextricably involved in the outcome of the war. In 2022, the U.S. led the way with major support decisions for Ukraine, with EU countries following suit. According to the Institute for the World Economy,
adding pledges of nearly 37 billion euros in December. The Americans have earmarked a total of just over 73.1 billion euros for Ukraine's support. For the EU, the comparable figure is 54.9 billion euros. Based on estimates, the ammunition sought by Kiev could cost the bloc some 825 million euros for just 1 month. There are talks of the delivery of depleted uranium to Ukraine. Russia has already warned against such escalations. A report by the World Bank said that it will cost Ukraine $411 billion over the next 10 years to recover and rebuild from the war. Apart from Ukraine, Europe has also been forced to foot the bill. The economy of Europe is also suffering immensely. The European Union's industry chief has said the bloc will have to shift to a wartime economic model if it hopes to meet Kiev's battlefield needs. Europe's heavyweights like Germany are suffering economically. The war and the growing energy prices have cost the German economy about 2.5% of its GDP.
Faced with new and overlapping shocks, we have no choice today but to deal with uncertainty. But the public can be certain about one thing. We will deliver price stability, and bringing inflation back to 2% over the medium term is not negotiable.
While the impact is milder than expected, the country still faces a minor recession. The Biden administration is luring European companies, including German businesses. According to the German-American Chamber of Commerce, around 5,600 of them have invested in the U.S. market as of September 2022. That's an investment volume of almost $650 billion. So the question is, why is Europe risking its economic independence for the benefit of the United States and its businesses?
This was a premeditated terrorist attack on European critical infrastructure. It was also environmental terrorism. Does the EU care? Do you need to know who did it, or do you want to know? Hirsch says the US did it. Did you ask him? Did you ask him, did they do it? Or do you ask them questions anymore? Have we become so subservient? Has the EU become so subservient to US empire that you can't even ask them if they did it?
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. So Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser, in this session we'll work on Ayah 44 of Surah Ali Imran on page 55. So brothers and sisters, we really recommend you hold your Quran, turn to page 55, Ayah 44. Are you ready to listen to the recitation first?
Yes.
Yes. Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون.
Great. Hassan, Hussein Ali Nasser, now are you ready to do a recitation together?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read and recite, make sure you listen carefully and repeat. Our brothers and sisters, of course, they will practice. They love practicing Quran. Yes? Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك.
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك.
وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم.
وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم
أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون.
أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك. Things that we mentioned in the previous verses, right? Like the birth of Prophet Yahya, the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, yes? How Lady Maryam was blessed by Allah Almighty, yes? How she herself was born. These things, Allah Almighty talks to His Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ala Muhammad.
Allah Almighty says that these things are the accounts from the unseen. These things are the knowledge from the unseen. Okay? In Anba al-Ghayb, Nuhihi ilayk, which we reveal to you. Okay? In the Quran. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ and you were not with them إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ when they were casting lots to see أَيُّهُمْ which of them يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ would take charge of Mary's care, Lady Maryam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ nor were you with them إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ when they were contending. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا when Lady Mary was born, so who took care of her? Who took responsibility to charge of? Prophet?
Zakariya.
So these things are from the unseen that Allah Almighty reveals to His Prophet, talks about the history of the prophets, okay? There are a lot of things, a lot of teachings, a lot of lessons in the history of the other prophets. So Allah Almighty mentioned them in the Quran and revealed to our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our Prophet teaches us through the Imams, through the Ahadith. Okay. So Allah Almighty talks about this. So it means I want to tell you that. One thing that I have in my mind, I want to tell you that Allah Almighty Himself tells the Prophet that we are teaching you. And the Prophet, of course, believes in that, yes? But the other Muslims, mushrikeens, most of them, okay? The mushriks, the pagans of Mecca, they were talking to Prophets like he was not having these words from him, from Allah Almighty. They were saying that he is Sahirun, na'udhu billah, wa majnun, right? They were calling like this. He is a poet. Yeah? He was the student of, for example, that Christian. He was the student of that Jewish people, okay? He was the student of that scholar. No, come on. Allah Almighty is the teacher. So he didn't have any teacher. Got it?
Yes.
So he has the divine knowledge from Allah Almighty. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. All the knowledge that the Prophet has are from Allah Almighty. In this ayah also, Allah Almighty once again mentioned, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. We revealed to you. Okay? So, remember that Prophet ﷺ is ma'asum and he has the divine knowledge from Allah Almighty. Got it?
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, let's move on to the tajweed rules. It's time to mention some of the important tajweed rules. Inshallah, our brothers and sisters will benefit. We'll try our best, inshallah, to mention the most important ones. Shortly and well. ذَلِكَ. First thing you have to remember, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, is of course the heavy letters and light letters, yes?
Yes.
The heavy sounds and light sounds, because sometimes you raise your voice, this creates a beauty. It gives a very beauty kind of sound to the recitation, yes?
Yes.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ. So this sounds that we have, this creates a very good أَقْلَامَهُمْ, right? If you pronounce these letters correctly, the recitation will be so much beautiful. If you read it this way, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ, this doesn't create that beauty. Tajweed is all about beauty. Pronouncing the letters correctly, applying the rules correctly, practicing them correctly, and producing a beautiful sound. Got it?
Yes.
So, with reading.
Yes.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. إِلَيْكَ. So, these sounds are very beautiful. Lean mad. If you follow all the rules, your recitation will become so much beautiful. So, ذَلِكَ, an A sound. Pay attention to the ذَال, Hassan. Yes? How do you say that? ذَلِكَ. Bite the tongue a little bit. ذَلِكَ. مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ. Two nun sakin we have here. مِنْ أَنْ. So, two different rules are applied here. First one, Ali Nasir, you should say. مِنْ.
إِظْهَار.
إِظْهَار. It means?
نُرُوْ.
No rule. Just clearly read the noon. Min, min, non mio, mio, mi. Nothing. Just read it. Min. So a second one. Hussein.
Yes.
Huh? And but how? What rule is applied here with noon sakin? Because with noon sakin we have four different rules: idgham, ikhfa, idhar, and
iqlab.
Iqlab. Yes. Four rules we have. So. Which one is here?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. Which means? Huh?
Merge.
No.
Change.
Change the noon sound into a hidden
meme sound.
How do you do it, Hassan? Good job. But make sure the meme is not a complete meme. It's not a complete meme.
Yes.
Hidden meme. As if you're closing your mouth. Look at me. This way.
Yes.
Okay, that's very simple. As you're closing your lips, okay, produce the sound from your nose. That's it. Very easy. Can you do it? Make sure the meme, you're pronouncing the meme this way, not noon. All right?
Yes.
Okay. مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. So, Hassan, tell me, Is the mat wajib to stretch it for six counts, or no, you can skip it?
It's wajib.
It's wajib. Hussein, why is it that?
Because both Hamza and Mad are in the same word.
Ah, Hamza and the Mad, Alif Mad and Ba and Hamza are in the same word, in one word. That's why we produce the sound with a more stretched one. But if they were not in the same word, they were in two separate words, it's not wajib. You can stretch the sound, you can skip the Mad. All right?
Yes.
So, ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك نوحيه إليك أوئي. These sounds are important. Pay attention. Okay, Hassan, what does Jim say there?
It's joyous. It's mean joyous. It's you can stop here or you can continue.
Oh, good job. You can continue or you can stop. Joyous. That's very good. So, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ نُون ساكين plus تَا إِخْفَى. Hide the sound. كُنْتَ, produce the sound from your nose. لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. حسين, أَقْلَامَهُمْ
قَلْقَلَ
قَلْقَلَ قَافِ السَّاكِن أَقْلَامَهُمْ لَا هَزَنْ آسَوْن أَيُّهُمْ يَكْ فولو مريم وما كنت. Again, كنت إخفاء. Hide the sound. وما كنت لديهم إذ يخ. Heavy sound. يخ تلصمون. You can stretch the sound. The last part. مد العرب
للسكون.
الحمد لله. That's all from us for today. We mentioned listen once again. I just read it quickly. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. That's it. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. We'll be here, inshallah, with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Make sure you join us again. Ali Nasser, Hassan, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us today. Do you have anything to say?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.